RCCP overview. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines rough-cut capacity planning, RCCP, as the process of converting the master production schedule, MPS, into requirements for key resources, often including labor, machinery, warehouse space, suppliers' capabilities, and, in some cases, money. Comparison with available or demonstrated capacity is usually done for each key resource. This comparison assists the master scheduler in establishing a feasible MPS. Three approaches to performing RCCP are the bill of labor, resources, and capacity approach, the capacity planning using overall factors approach, and the resource profile approach C. Bill of resources, capacity planning using overall factors, CPOF, product load profile, resource profile. Planning and control of capacities is one of the key manufacturing planning and control, MPC, activities. There are five levels of capacity planning within MPC: resource planning, rough cut capacity planning, capacity requirements planning, CRP, scheduling, for example, finite scheduling, and capacity control, for example, input/output control. Exhibit 4-54 shows how RCCP is the level of capacity planning used for master scheduling. Note how this is a back and forth process that iterates as needed until the master production schedule, MPS, appears to be feasible from a capacity standpoint. Exhibit 4-54, manufacturing planning and control. No matter the level, insufficient capacity in the form of an overstated master production schedule can lead to declining delivery performance, missed due dates, increasing inventories, and exhausted employees. Excess capacity, on the other hand, can lead to unnecessary expenses that need to be reduced. Purposes of RCCP. Rough cut capacity planning checks whether critical resources are available to support the preliminary master production schedules. While the capacity check in resource planning was at the product family level, using an average product of that family to validate resource availability for the production plan and manufacturing business plan. Now in RCCP, we need to drill down to the individual product capacity requirements by validating critical resource availability for the master production schedule. Despite the fact that we are using individual unit requirements rather than an average unit of a product family, this is considered a rough check because the individual items might still have some variance, and so this will be requirements for the average unit of that end item. RCCP validates the MPS by assessing critical resource availability. This includes bottleneck operations, labor, and critical materials, supply bottleneck. While RCCP highlights these bottlenecks due to their strong impact on production, the focus of RCCP is broader. It helps make sure all key resources have sufficient capacity to support the MPS. The RCCP process is time-phased, just like master scheduling. RCCP takes into account the master schedule and the bill of resources for each product family. The master scheduler validates that the MPS is feasible by meeting required delivery timelines based on demand and lead times, optimizing resource utilization to support cost-effective production in collaboration with other S and OP teams, especially finance, aligning with operational constraints such as capacity, critical resources, and production parameters. There are many reasons the MPS might not be in balance with capacity. RCCP provides an iterative capacity planning tool to solve load and capacity imbalances. The purposes of RCCP planning include converting the schedule from MPS end items into a schedule, usually weekly, of requirements for critical resources, comparing load requirements for key resources to available capacity, providing early warning of bottleneck work centers, resolving differences to create a workable MPS, ensuring that work centers that are critical resources are properly utilized and are efficient. RCCP process. The RCCP process can be organized into the steps shown in Exhibit 4-55. The first four steps of the process are primarily based on data collection and analysis. The fifth step requires the management, operations, and customer management skills of the master scheduler, manufacturing, and sales. Note that the product load profile discussed in the process below. This is defined later, but it is basically a report that defines resource requirements by time phase so the load from period to period can be known. Exhibit 4-55. Rough cut capacity planning process.